afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast. Oh, Gary's not ready.
What?
Gary doesn't even have his headphones.
You saw that.
I just started in. Sorry, Gary.
Are you okay?
Live podcast, nothing like it.
Hey everybody, everyone's got their headphones on. Welcome to Rock Solid. I hope people at home are listening in headphones.
Yeah, if you don't have your headphones on, then...
Yeah, go put them on. Wait, we'll wait a second.
You're going to want to hear this.
So, hey, this is Rock Solid, dropping the digital needle since July 2011. And my name's Pat Francis, across the table from me.
I'm ready now. Gary Lucy.
Gary Lucy, and to my right, and Gary's
Matt
left.
Matt Belknap.
And there's a conspicuous absence, a glaring hole.
Yeah.
I know. I don't know how we're going to do the show. Young Kyle's not here.
Oh, well.
Someone that's half our age, half my age.
He got deported.
He got deported. They came. They found out that his green card had expired.
You're like, you have no business being in Los Angeles.
No, you have to get out of here.
We tried to get him married off. Couldn't find
anyone. We couldn't find anyone that would marry him. They said he's too young.
He'll be back, though. We haven't seen the last of that kid.
I don't think we've seen the last of him. I think he's coming back. I think he actually might have to fly. I have it on record as he might have to fly in for an interview.
Ooh.
So, I don't know why that can't be conducted over the phone, but he's...
Or Skype.
Or Skype it, but he's going to fly in for that. So,
nice. He has a young Abe Lincoln thing happening.
He's got the... Some people would call it weird beard. I think that Jimmy Pardo would call it a weird beard. Mm-hmm. And I just think he has it so he doesn't look 11.
Yes.
I don't think that's a beard. Those are just incredibly large sideburns.
Exactly. And they come down, and they don't even meet because then he has a little bit of a goatee.
That's what makes them sideburns. Yeah. I think if they don't connect, so those are technically sideburns.
Way too much going on.
And no mustache so that when he plays the trumpet, that doesn't get in his way.
Right.
I can only assume that that's the only reason you don't have a mustache. But how are you guys doing?
Oh, it's great.
Good.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's December. Sure. Got our Christmas shopping done?
No.
No, me neither. This is the worst. Usually I am right on it. Like come November, everything's purchased and wrapped. Not this year.
It's funny you mention that.
Oh, boy.
Gary's got presents for us.
Because I've got, let me see where did I get. Oh, here it is.
Well, I thought he was going to take his headphones off yet again.
Yeah, that's headphone going in
free.
The wrong direction.
No, I didn't...
wow, look, he's got something.
Didn't really have time to wrap these here, but...
He's only got presents.
Leftover Chinese food? What is that?
Let me tell you something, folks. We didn't know he had presents. This isn't...
This is an ambush.
Yeah, this isn't theater for just the radio.
Thank you.
You guys...
Should I open this now?
Yeah, you've given me the greatest present of all of looking like... The cool guy.
Oh, no.
And this is great. And the thoughtful one for a change. No, I'm really bad at buying presents, so.
Oh.
What did you get, Matt?
I got the, this is the 33 and a third series, Paul's Boutique.
Yeah.
This is fantastic.
Did I get you one of those once?
You did.
For Octung Baby.
Yeah, and you know what? I was so excited about it. And then, did I tell you what it was? It's like an analysis of Octung Baby from a Christian perspective.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, I don't want to read.
Well,
this
hopefully
at all.
Paul's Boutique won't be that way. And what else did you get?
Those are some upcoming events at Skylight.
Matt,
Books.
Could you hold that up to the camera so our at home audience can see?
Skylight Books Holiday Catalog.
There you go.
Thanks, Gary. Sorry, that's awesome.
Oh, sure, no problem.
Now, as cool as those are, this is way better because this. That's some Kiss Pez dispensers.
Pez dispensers in what looks like a lunchbox.
Yeah, with a clear window, and I can't wait to eat some cherry Pez out of the catman's neck.
What's great about these is,
look how
Pez,
cool that is.
They're it's like, plastic head. They could have just like done idealized versions or cartoon versions of them. For some reason, they have these ultra realistic, like life mask of like current Kiss, and they're all jowly. And they're like, all
they are jowly. Leah Paul's jowly.
They actually did press that. Like they did the whole molds of their faces and then shrunk them.
I'm going to say that's Tommy Thayer. That is not Ace Frehley. And that is that's Eric Singer. That's what
maybe that's why. Maybe they didn't.
Well, that's who it is on the back. So, hey, Gary, thank you. That is excellent.
Oh, you're welcome. No problem. Paul, was that uncomfortable having that plaster on your face to make
the... Let me tell you something. I've been wearing plaster on my face for years. You know, we still put our own makeup on. That's right. Not in the 70s, people used to think that that was tattooed on our faces. Those people are silly.
That is silly.
It was really, really silly.
Remember those rumors in the 70s? Gene Simmons had his tongue removed, and that's a cow's tongue.
And he had a really plays like cow's tongue.
No one, what surgeon would do that, sir? Tell me what hospital where he would go to have that done.
He's in a back alley in Tijuana.
I'm going to Uruguay for the brand. I understand we have phone calls. Do you want to hear?
We do. Oh. As we mentioned last week, 330-81-ROCKS, 330-81-ROCKS is the number to call. If you want to.
It's 81 Rocks and 81 Rocks.
330-81-ROCKS. Yeah. 330-81-ROCKS.
Oh, okay.
You have to dial it twice.
You're just repeating it.
Okay. Leave off the extra 81 rocks for extra savings.
Yeah, so we got some voicemails already, which is exciting. And I guess we're doing upcoming episode is going to be best of 2012.
Yes.
So if you want to leave a message with some purpose to it, as opposed to the nonsense we already
We didn't talk. Really give you direction. We just said, hey, there's a number. So I'm, you know, it's to your credit that there's not more farting or things are just like swearing. Or,
yeah. But
so thank you.
But that's fun too. But if you want to call in and tell us what your favorite songs or your favorite albums or whatever, or favorite new band of the year, it's whatever you want to say.
And this is a 2-week project. We have a special guest on next week. And then after that, we'll do our year end wrap up.
Yes, yes, yes.
But here's a message we got that we thought we'd play. And, just remember, this could be you if you call 330-81-ROCKS.
Hey, guys. This is Chris from L.A. calling. Love the show. Can't wait to hear it every week, episode after episode. Always great. Not so sure about the circus speed bump episode, but then again, I don't really like circuses or speed bumps. So there you have it. Digging the show. Keep it up. And one piece of feedback. Have Kyle keep it down a little bit. It's kind of distracting. Well, thanks again, guys.
Here, read you loud and clear.
Yeah, we
done
took care
and
of
done.
That is on me, Circus Speed Bump.
I do want to meet the person that does like speed bumps. That guy is just living on the edge, right?
You know who likes speed bumps? My daughter.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
She used to make me, driving home from school every day, she would make me go this one way, like kind of out of the way, to go down a street that had speed bumps on it.
Whenever one of Sarah's friends, my daughter Sarah's 12, and whenever one of her friends is in the car, there's two speed bumps on a street that we have to go to get to our house. And whenever I go over those, I like, I go out of my seat and go, oh man, are you guys okay? And she's like, oh, Dad,
so lame. Not funny.
Epic fail. So,
you know what I started doing, which I thought was just fun for me. I don't even think, I guess Zoe liked it a little bit, but
beating off.
No.
Oh, that came, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were going to say this. No, I didn't know you were going to say
this. That's really weird.
I said it right. You can edit that out because I said
no,
it.
That's fine.
I didn't know you were going to say Zoe.
That's where your head is.
No, nope.
So, like, this is fun. If you have little kids, you can try this, too, and see if they get a kick out of it. When you go over a speed bump, put the windshield wipers on.
Nice.
Like, in sync with it. So when you go over, it's like as if the speed bump is
cool.
Making
them. That's cool. I'm going
to
try that.
So, yeah. I think your kids may be a little old for it.
Well, they're never too old to annoy them.
That's true.
Like, yesterday at Target, as we walked around, I just kept saying to Sarah, Sarah, I'm over here. Can you come, please, come over here to Daddy? And she's like, oh, my God, please stop doing that. That is so. Oh,
you're embarrassing without having to do
yes,
anything, and now you're amping
that's
true. It up.
I'm
like,
amping it up.
That's crazy.
Another thing I like to do when we're driving is like I like to hit the spray on the windshield, mm-hmm. and then I go, oh, it's raining, it's starting to rain, and they're just like, like I pick the dumb. That doesn't even entertain me.
That's a zero.
Yeah, that's a zero.
That's a
I'm picking
zero.
The worst things ever just to drive them insane.
My speed bump gag is we'll go down one of the streets with a lot of speed bumps and like hit one kind of hard, and then he's like, hey, and then Preston is, and then I was like, don't worry, that is the last speed bump. There will not be a single other. Whoa!
Love it.
Yeah. Speed bumps. We all love them.
Why did we talk about this on the speed bump episode?
Oh, that,
now what I
we
like
can do
to
a whole
do.
Episode just talking about the speed bump gags.
I like to do the reverse of that, Gary. When we come to a speed bump, I stop the car completely. I make the kids get out. We walk over the speed bump. Then I get behind
you
and I push the car up and over the speed bump. Then we get
whoa,
back.
That was close.
Yeah. That's a good way to do it.
So
too much, too funny. Did you have a game, or is that for this time?
You know what? My game is my game is love.
Yeah.
No, my game is I'm still getting it. I'm still getting prepared. I did tell you in an email that I had a game, but
that's
it's
okay.
Not quite ready.
I told you that I had like some other feature,
yes.
But then I had too many other songs, so I said I'll save that feature.
Okay.
For maybe iTunes.
So we're just we're jumping right in.
We're just jumping right in.
I have to. I have a story to tell.
Oh, that's right.
No, but I went to see No Doubt on Thursday.
No Doubt.
Nice.
It was fantastic. I went in. I haven't been to a concert in a long time. Maybe since Zoe was born, and she's four. So like,
wait. We saw Kiss Sonic Boom together.
Oh, you're right.
So this is your first concert.
Doesn't count.
It doesn't.
It's a concert.
It's like a musical.
Maybe I have seen. I don't know. But it just seemed like it had been a long time. And I went in and I was immediately like, I'm too old to go to concerts. Like, I was tired.
Say that.
I was tired before it started. Well, no, just because Charlie's getting a tooth and he's been waking up a lot in the middle of the night. So I was like, this is a terrible idea. But they kicked out the jams in the craziest way. I was like a little kid. I was so into it and so excited. And they played like every song that I like of theirs, basically.
Oh, that's great.
They played, I was looking at the set list and I was like, they played 16 songs I wanted to hear. And
oh,
that's
nice.
That's crazy. That's a crazy amount of good songs. Usually you go to a concert and like, if they play like three songs I can sing along to, that'll be fun.
I hope they play Spider Webs.
They put that was in the encore.
That is excellent.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And they sounded great.
They sounded really, really good.
It's just the four of them on stage. They're not like backing vocal.
Oh, they have these two other guys that I feel really bad for because they're not. You know how the bands have this thing where they're like the band is four people, but then there's two people who are always a part of it. They're on the albums.
Yes.
They're in
but
concert.
They just don't. They get short shrift.
Yeah, it's like the two guys. There's like percussion and horns. Mm-hmm. I mean, like secondary percussion. They both play like trumpet and trombone or whatever, and then they play key. They just do all the other stuff. They come out and rap during the songs.
Oh, okay.
Like,
wow.
Yeah.
So they're very intricate parts of the whole show.
They are.
Still don't have their own parking space. No Doubt Inc.
I just imagine they must get the best Christmas presents from the other four people because it's like these people are making millions and they're just like, hey,
I would love it if when she introduces the band live, she said on drums, blah, 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 and bass, blah, blah, and guitar, blah, blah, and these two guys.
Those two guys.
Well, that's what's crazy.
Name escapes me.
In concert, they treat it like they are the six of them all come out and stand in a row and like say hi. When they're introducing the band, they introduce them with everyone else, like as if, as if they're official members. They all bow together at the end. Like, they couldn't be more a part of the band other than in every photo shoot they've ever done. And in terms of paychecks, I'm sure. So
that's like the Stones for years have had a keyboard player with the band and
And that Daryl Jones guy, he's been.
And Daryl Jones replaced the original bass player, but they're not making it a five piece. It's just nope.
It's because when you're that successful, the money is so insane that they're splitting it four ways, and they're like to split this much money two more ways.
For
like their
guy,
lawyers wouldn't let it happen.
Right. They don't get dental or anything.
But they have a good time, and those guys are awesome too. Gabriel and some other dude. I can't remember the other ones.
I saw him on Tragic Kingdom tour, and I had that same feeling of like, oh my god, look how young everybody is here. This is crazy because it's really young girls. But I remember. She's just like a super ball or something, Gwen Stefani.
It struck me like, I remember when they first came out and I was like, she just seemed kind of like, she was energetic and fun, but like she seemed kind of insecure and like awkward or whatever. And as she's mentioned in a lot of her songs, but like she's a rock star, what I mean? She comes out and she's like basically like a female Mick Jagger. She's a sex symbol. She's a rock star. She just owns the stage. Like, and she's got so much presence.
It doesn't matter how great that band is. If Gwen Stefani's not in that band, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
That's why sat on their hands for 10 years while she did her solo thing.
Yeah, they are. I mean, and they're amazing. And I think a lot of the songwriting comes out of, Tony Kanaan and I don't know who else is involved. But like they're all necessary parts of it. But you're right. Without that voice.
That drummer's annoying, though, isn't he? He's a little bit annoying, right?
Yeah, I think so.
He's the guy on the bus that thinks he's real funny.
He's the guy that he mooned the crowd.
Let's put him and Trey Cool, and let's just put them in a room and go in and each take a shot with a bat.
Scott Aukerman went to high school with him. Was good friends with
him. Wasn't Scott Aukerman almost in No Doubt?
That's a little bit, I think, apocryphal. But
let's just go with that.
Basically, he was in a band and he knew, they had friends in common or whatever. And I think they were having auditions to find a new. I don't know what they were looking for, but
Scott plays bagpipe, by the way.
he told that story. I Never Not Funny once.
How many did you see anyone that you knew at the concert? Because I would assume that would be a show where you might run into a Greg Barrett or something.
No, I didn't. unfortunately, we were hoping to see, my wife works or used to work with a guy who grew up with the band also and is friends with them and has like does a lot of takes a lot of pictures of them and hangs out with them all the time. And so we were hoping, we knew he was going to be there. We were like hoping to run into him and kind of, you know, ride the gravy train backstage.
Right. That would always, but, that's always fun.
Yeah, we did not see him. It turned out he was down in the pit with a camera and we were sitting in seats like regular people do.
And there were young people at this show, though, right?
There were young people, but then there were people our age and older, too.
Okay.
So, you know, I did feel like we were going to be super, like, Elise was like, we're going to be the oldest people here.
No.
But it's, you know, I mean,
I wouldn't.
We were surrounded by people our age and older. And then, but then there are, like, teenagers who are into it, which is kind of, I thought they were done. Like, mm-hmm. when this album came out and it didn't seem like, I don't know, it didn't seem like that new album really had much impact. And I was like, oh, I guess their time has passed. But they sold out 7 nights at the Gibson and it was, you know, the energy was crazy. Like, I mean, I was saying to Elise, this might be the only concert this has ever happened to me at, but the screams of the crowd were actually louder than the band.
Wow.
And the band was loud, you know, how, you know, as they always
are. That's a great venue. There's not really a bad seat in that
house. No, it was awesome. Yeah, we had good seats too. It was fun.
Now I'm going to have the opposite experience. This coming Tuesday, Mike Siegel and I are going to the Roxy. And we will probably be the youngest people there because we're seeing Graham Parker and The Rumour.
Oh, no kidding.
Wow. So, yeah, we're going to be because those guys.
Great story on him in the new Mojo with Fleetwood Mac on the cover.
Yeah,
Graham Parker. That's going to be great.
Yeah, I just saw This Is 40, the Judd Apatow movie.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And Paul Rudd's character has a small independent record label. And Graham Parker and The Rumour are in the whole movie because he's trying to break them.
Oh, nice. Break them finally. This is the year.
I know.
Oh, that's exciting. What a funny runner.
Yeah, it's really funny.
We're at the movies yesterday and Preston saw a poster for like this new movie with Tina Fey and Paul Rudd. And Preston's like, Paul Rudd, more like Paul Crud. Yes. So it's like, he's not having it.
Nailed it.
He's not having
Tina Fey, more like Tina Gay. So, what do you guys want to get into the topic today?
Yeah. Let's do this thing.
Did this one come from Amanda Zimmerman?
Amanda Zimmerman suggested it's size.
I'm calling it Size Matters.
Size Matters.
Mm-hmm.
And these are going to, so Jagger, you want to tell what this topic's going to be?
This is songs with various sizes in the, what size shoe do you wear?
Like I wear a tiny shoe.
Okay, a tiny shoe. So that might be in there. Size 11 might be in there. Hat sizes, glove sizes. No, it's going to be like big, little, small.
Big, little, small, tiny, giant. Yeah.
Can I start it off? Should I
start it off?
I want to hit this thing big.
Oh, let's do it.
So I had to go to the guy who's big as his name. And if you would cue this up to number
you gonna play a song by Big and Rich?
Yes, exactly. 57 seconds, please. Big and Rich. This is the Notorious B.I.G.
and perfect.
Big Papa. Need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benzes. See notes by the layers. True fucking players. Jump in the Rover. And come over, tell your friends, jump in the GF3. I got the chronic by the tree. I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player. I love it when you call me Big Papa. To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies. I love it when you call me Big Papa. You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby. Straight up. Now, all my life, I look to music for clues about how to live life and everything like that, especially in matters romantic. And he gets very specific in here on what you need to do if you want to get with the ladies. The key to it is mad question asking.
Women love to be interrogated.
Yes, they do.
And he goes deeper because he makes fun of some of the other techniques. Like, not just what's your name and what's your sign, find out what your interests are. So if you want to get with the girls, talk about hobbies.
That's very sensitive, man.
Terrific.
Yes.
Very sensitive. And he sees some ladies tonight that should be having his baby.
Exactly, yeah.
That's one of the greatest ways to put that ever.
Is it the anniversary of his death? Because isn't he on the cover of Rolling Stone?
Oh, they were doing a countdown of top 50 hip-hop songs.
Oh, and so, that's why he was on there. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, when was that? That was late 90s, right?
Yeah, something like that.
All right.
Anyways, well, all right,
East Coast, West Coast.
I could never go to the Peterson Museum, Automotive Museum, ever since that happened.
I'm not thinking of that. Yeah, that's
right outside.
No, dangerous down there.
Pour a little out every time you drive down Wilshire.
Yes. Pull out their Gax.
Exactly.
Did you say Gax?
Gax. That stuff from Nick.
That's from
Nickelodeon.
The Lorax.
Oh, yeah.
No, wait,
that's how I was killed.
Wasn't that stuff called Gak that they would put on you on
Oh, is that what it's called?
If yes.
Sorry, our jokes crossed streams there.
Well, that's right. It's a multi-generational, multi-meaning word, Gak. I'm going to start out with a song that if you remember 45s, this was a B-side to I don't know it was a B-side to Open All Night, which was a song by Bruce Springsteen from the Nebraska album.
Right.
So this is like the one and only other song that he recorded for Nebraska that didn't make it on the album. Oh. And this is called The Big Payback.
Oh.
Big.
I bought a scooter and I rented a shack out in the sun by the railroad track. I got a job and I'm a breaking my back, working and working for the big payback. I keep a putting and a putting out. I keep a sweating like a hog it out. I work so long that I'm a losing track, waiting on a big payback. Well, it's a wham bam, thank you, man. Goddamn, we got Samson's on the train, rumbling down this track. They got your neck in the noose, you're dragging on the back, chasing the big payback.
I'm sorry that song was never a hit, because Weird Al could have written a tribute to Vic Tayback.
Oh, how would that go, Gary?
I'd like to watch Alice in a Vic Tayback. Stow it, Vera.
And then went in with Dingy.
Dingy. Kiss my grits, Pat.
It's been coming up a lot lately. We talked about it on Never Not Funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Grits kissing?
Alice
and Linda Lavin.
Yeah.
And
it turns out Linda Lavin's son is a big Never Not Funny fan.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, he emailed us. It's really, nice. Really weird. Because I guess we had talked about, and he was like, he emailed and was like, I finally have to tell you guys how weird it is that you talk about my mom as much as you do.
As much as you do.
I used to do a joke in my stand-up about when your girlfriend would catch you looking at another girl. I go, but it's easier now now that I live in Hollywood, because if my girlfriend catches me doing that, I can just tell her that I thought that was a celebrity. So I would say, so my punchline was, I said, no, honey, I thought that was Linda Lavin. Because who would be looking at Linda Lavin?
Oh, they used to really try to cook up ways for her to sing on that show. It was pretty forced anyways, but...
We're doing all Linda Lavin.
We're doing all Linda Lavin. Linda Lavin. She's just a woman.
That's
going to be called. This is we'll go from a big, we'll go to tiny,
ooh,
small. This is a Northwestern group with a lot of interesting textures in their music. And they're called Modest Mouse, and this is Tiny Cities Made of Ashes. Check out this.
I'm gonna hit you on the face. I'm gonna punch you in your glasses. Oh no. I just got a message that said your hair has frozen over. I got a phone call from the Lord saying, hey boy, guess what? Right now. So we're drinking Coca, Coca-Cola. Right on down the right on down my throat as we're headed down the road towards tiny cities made of ashes. I'm gonna get dressed up in plastic, gonna shake hands with the masses.
Gonna hit you in your face. Gonna punch you in your glasses.
I love that.
They mean business.
I like that they're drinking.
Coca-Cola. Exactly.
I like it.
Got anything tiny over there?
I'm gonna go with a word called small.
Ooh, let's get
and
small.
And this is by a trio of guys that if I was stuck in an elevator with them, I would probably kill myself. I think these guys think they're really, really funny.
This goes back to the eight. They could probably hang out with Adrian
Young. Trey Cool and the No Doubt drummer. But this is Blink 182, and this is All the Small Things.
True.
That is that's from 1999 already.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Can't deny the rockiness of that tune.
No, I mean, go ahead.
Always have to give credit to Chris Hardwick for coining the term tattle rock.
Yep.
for that vocal style, because it always sounds like I'm gonna tattle. Yeah.
The punchline for that is Tommy stole my iPod. So good.
I remember when the first time I heard that song on the radio, and if you're old enough to remember radio, I went right out and bought that CD immediately, and that's a pretty great CD.
It was good. You know, yeah. They are grating, but and you know, so many bands came along after that sounded so much like
yes.
that. And most of them were pretty terrible, and they're, you know, even Blink-182 was pretty terrible, but that album had a lot of solid hits on it.
Yeah, and they have a greatest hits album, and if you pick that up, yeah, that's a catalog killer, because you don't need to buy anything else but
that. Carlson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's funny that I'd never thought about this until we just listened to this now, but it's funny that he says, always I know you'll be at my show watching, waiting, commiserating. In other words, like, of course the show sucked because it's us. And so afterwards I'll be bummed out how bad it went. But you'll commiserate with me about how terrible I was.
Absolutely.
It's great.
To 1999, to prove that, like, if you want to feel how long ago that was, we watched the movie Superstar with
Molly Shannon.
Yeah, Molly Shannon.
Yeah,
and you really feel the years. Yeah, it didn't really age.
That's
well.
Actually 1999. That's the last year that I partied.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I. Yeah, that, yeah. That was the moratorium. But Preston liked it because Will Ferrell, he's the big man on campus, and he's always making up all these dances, like the fax machine. And his favorite was the move on with your life. So Preston.
And did you explain to Preston what a fax machine was?
Yeah, I did. We sat down and we had that talk. he didn't really get it.
I never saw that. What made you watch that in 2012?
I've been having this long, drawn out cable problem, but we were waiting. Time Warner, we had a fight with them. The Dish, we couldn't get it at our new apartment, or it's facing the wrong way. Yeah, so then, so we just had Netflix, and so, you know, pickings get slim on Netflix.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That was down to that.
Well, you'll be able to watch It's Pat and the Stuart Smalley movie.
Yeah, exactly.
That's about it.
But they did just get all. They just. I don't know if you heard. They made a big deal with Disney. So.
Oh right, so there'll be some good stuff. Things on there. But now we got U-verse, so we're back.
Oh yeah, nice.
The thing. So it's good.
Yeah, you'll be able to watch the Apple Dumpling Gang now that Disney's.
Exactly. Oh, awesome. Rides again.
Well, you guys don't want to watch Pocahontas 2?
No.
Percy's Revenge.
The Tales of the Winds and everything. You know, when you're a plus-size American, Pat and Matt, they have different sizes for things. They're like, you know, they used to have one size fits all. Now they've changed that to one size fits most. It makes you feel worse. Like, I don't know what your problem is. This fits most people. but when you're a kid, they don't have big and tall. You know, when so when I was back to school shopping, we'd always go to the Husky section.
Yes.
The Husky section. So this is a if you could cue this up to 33 seconds, this is a little bit of surf rock. We're gonna hear some surf guitar, we're gonna hear a little organ, and then well, I'll just play it. It's Husky by the Spotniks. There you have it.
That's got a sing-along factor, if ever I
really
heard
does.
Anything.
Usually when there's a instrumental, like, surf song or whatever like that, you know, like, if you think about Dick Dale or whatever, yeah. when there's just instrumental and then somebody, there's, like, one word or, like, tequila.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's usually not mic'd that specifically.
Exactly.
Like, that sounded like he was just right.
Husky.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Let's go.
Husky.
Yeah, usually it's, like, in the background, like, yeah. Like, that's what it usually sounds like.
Not this one. Gotta let you know you're husky.
That's awesome. That reminds me that we should plug our friend Greg Behrendt's band, The Reigning Monarchs. In fact, we should have them here sometime, or Greg at least, to talk about
it. I cannot say those two words together.
Reigning Monarchs?
I can't say it.
Oh, man.
It always screws up for me.
They're doing an Indiegogo thing if you want to support a really cool band and a really cool project.
Is he making a movie?
Yeah, they're making a documentary about what happens when a 50-year-old chases his dream.
I heard that that. I heard him on Whale Cave. That was a good episode.
Yeah.
And I think they're almost at their goal. So if you can jump in there and throw a couple of bucks to them, that'd be cool.
Yeah, but it's cool. Yeah, you should definitely support those guys anyway. And or at least just get their music on iTunes because it's good stuff.
Yeah.
And check them out on the Nerdist Network on YouTube on the show called...
Right now. Hey, right it's not now. Tomorrow. Yeah, Greg Behrendt's on the last episode of Right Now.
Alrighty.
Nice. That's you, Pat. What do you got?
I got I'm going to go to 83 with you got to shake with the money man. This is Eddie Money. This is a cautionary tale, Matt.
What happens when you get those two tickets?
Yes, exactly. And paradise is lost. Mm-hmm. But this is called The Big Crash. This is about a girl who's just she's just fallen in with a bad group of people. So let's hear The Big Crash. She ran with kids much older. She did all the things they told her to do. So I love that song. I don't know why I do, but I posted the video on our Facebook page the other day because he plays a New York detective.
Nice, yeah.
And, it starts out and just
you know he was going to be a cop.
He actually was a cop. His real name's Eddie Mahoney.
Yeah, that's so that's from the obvious trivia playbook.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But, everybody wants to tell you how he was a cop.
It starts out and it has like a little Chiron says the 18th precinct, and then he walks out.
Yeah.
And another guy walks out, and it's ridiculous. It's like when the videos are like, we got to make a story, man. And the story would follow the song exactly.
Yeah.
But
I haven't heard that in forever. That sounded pretty good.
I know.
He's one of those guys that never would have made it if it had been, you know, 10 years later and you had to be good looking.
Right,
yeah,
right.
No.
You know, like he got in right under the wire.
Broke right there in 77, 78, yeah. and that was it. But that's a big crash.
Seems like he would have went the way of the Standards album. Has he tried that yet?
He did. I think his last album, he did like his favorite songs from the 50s and 60s.
Oh, okay. Oh, boy.
Just like Ronnie said.
Yeah. Just like Ronnie.
And that guy's got a smoke on every one of his album covers. Oh. He's got a Siggy butt in his fingers. So that's gross for
Eddie,
the kids.
That'll kill you. Come on. Well, Pat, we've heard songs about big things.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard songs about small things.
Mm-hmm.
But what about that whole big area in between?
Medium? You got medium?
I got a medium for us. Not just medium, extra medium.
I didn't even look up medium songs.
This is kind of one of those post-Blink bands from New Jersey called the Ergs. And this is a song called Extra Medium on Rock Solid. Scotty's touching my iPod. Kind of rocks pretty good.
Yeah, that you might sell them short if you call them a Blink. Like, that's a little more hardcore.
It's a little more hardcore.
Yeah, that is more hardcore.
Yes.
But yeah, it's a little whiny too.
Yeah, I just looked while you were playing that. I looked up Medium in my iTunes. I didn't have
anything
with
it.
I had a Medium Energy by Todd Berry.
Oh, yeah.
I had that album, and that's what came up under Medium.
I had that Adam Sandler at a medium pace.
Oh my God!
But
that might be my play out.
Okay, never mind. Spoiler alert.
Although I don't know if that. I guess it's still. It's that's more of a
medium
a speed page. Than a size in that context.
Oh, I suppose so. But
rub my balls. Hey, that medium page.
I think I tweeted that a few weeks ago. I was at the Glendale Galleria, and there's those carts that are in the middle of the aisle, like in a mall, like outside of the stores. There was one that just had hats and T-shirts, and it was called Medium Pace. And I was like, what the fuck. So I took a picture of it and posted it, and I think I wrote something like spit on your hand and buy my shirt at a medium pace.
That's a real inside tweet there.
It might have been on Facebook.
I gotta get on Twitter.
I think it was Facebook because I think it was like, you know, that came out when I was in college, and my like two best friends in college, we used to listen to that constantly, and so I think I actually posted on one of their walls or something.
Hey, I want to thank Matt Belknap. He's right on the time codes today. He's queuing him up and paying attention.
Queuing him up and knocking him down.
That's nice. Right. Good hey, job. We're gonna go. I'm gonna go with Little. That's my word.
Sure.
And this is from Jeff Lynne's first solo album called Armchair Theater.
Yeah.
And this is called Every Little Thing.
She does his magic.
No secrets anymore. You got to tell me. Tell me every little thing that makes you happy.
There is a, if you have DirecTV, there's a great documentary. It's brand new about Jeff Lynne. It's an hour long, and it's an amazing, fun documentary. And at the end, the camera does a tracking shot or a Steadicam shot all the way through his house.
Oh.
And like every single room in his house, except for two rooms, is set up to record music in.
Bathroom?
Not the bathroom. But it's as if his wife, he just had to tell his wife, okay, you can have these two rooms, but the rest of the house is my studio. And it's a great, great documentary. Real fun.
Well, I don't have DirecTV because my apartment faces the wrong way. So I will not be watching that. Oh, but I did watch on Netflix. They have this Rumors documentary about Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, I've never seen
so
that.
So good. It's from like 95, but it's still, really good. I imagine Jeff Lynne's house would be like, did you ever see the 5,000 Fingers of Dr. T? Like a Dr. Seuss movie where all these kids are like forced to play this like piano that just like stretches and stretches. Like I imagine that's his house, but it's like a mixing board, just like a 1,000 channel.
I saw Dr. T and the Women with Richard Gere.
Oh, you did? That was, no.
It's terrible.
I'm enjoying a Dr. T as my drink with Diet Dr. Pepper and unsweetened tea from McDonald's.
Oh, I love that.
McDonald's.
Dr. T.
Comes, and I pity the fool. So I'm going to play a little something bigger than Little.
Uh-oh.
This is from the excellent new Benjamin Gibbard solo album, 129, Matt, if you will. This is a duet with Amy Mann, and it's called Bigger Than Love on Rock Solid.
Child there.
Really good solo album. Ben Gibbard from Death Cab for Cutie. He stopped drinking and he's gotten really into the world of competitive distance running.
Uh-huh.
So he's really super skinny now. And but he still has what Jimmy would call that floppy Dimitri Martin hair. So.
Death jog for Cutie.
Yeah, exactly. He's on a death jog.
What's funny is that was playing. I'm like, who does this sound like? And then. You said singer from Death Cab for Cutie. Death Cab for Cutie.
Like that.
That's a great song.
Yeah, it's cool. That's a really good album.
I didn't hear Amy Mann in there. Take a verse?
They trade verses. Yeah, it's really good. It's just,
seemed very upbeat for an Amy Mann. Is all of a sudden, does it just drop to like a dirge?
No, it's very downbeat. Just he's drinking too much and they have a kid and their house is too crowded, but he's never felt so all alone.
Love it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's not good.
Uplifting.
If you think that guy, somewhere in his house, he has a dartboard with that Owl City guy's face on it.
Oh, you bastard. Yeah.
How dare you steal my soul.
Yeah.
I think that every time. I don't know. Have you guys heard the Wreck-It Ralph soundtrack? There's an Owl City song on there. It's actually really good.
Such a stink brain, man.
This
is Vanellope, and I recommend the soundtrack.
It basically sounds like like if somebody took, you know, they went into a lab with a Buggles album and a Death Cab, or like a Postal Service album.
That sounds good.
And you know what? Even though it has nothing to do with, with anything, maybe I'll play it.
You have so you have the soundtrack.
It's great. Yeah. This,
your whole world is Wreck-It Ralph right now.
I know. Well, it's just kids. Whatever movie Zoe sees, that becomes everything. You know, like it was Hotel Transylvania for a little while, and then Wreck-It Ralph swept in, and it was Brave all summer, you know.
All right, well.
And Madagascar 3. So.
Well, you know what? There's a lot worse movies out there than all the ones you named. Those are all pretty good.
I know. I got lucky that she started caring about movies at a time when there's some good kids movies.
Yeah.
There's some bad ones, too. Like that last Ice Age was terrible.
Is it bad?
Oh, my God. It's insane.
I just got that. I just got a copy of that yesterday from Pop Culture Beast to review, and we never saw it, so.
Have you seen the other three?
Yeah.
I've only seen the first one, and then I had to see this one, and it is painfully bad.
Oh boy! Well, here we go.
Three's not so bad. It's got who's Shaun of the Dead guy?
Simon Pegg.
Yeah.
He's the guy with the eye patch.
Yeah. Yeah, he's fun. Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Anyway. How do we segue out of that?
This one has Nicki Minaj. Does that do anything for you?
Oh, right. No. Yeah.
Oh, she's Peaches? She the baby?
She's a friend of Peaches. Not even a friend, like another...
An acquaintance.
Yeah, more of a bully. Like, she basically is bullying Peaches.
Well, I'll have to check that. I'm actually going to be watching that this afternoon, so great for me.
Good for you.
Hey,
good luck.
I'm going to go. My next song is from the Foo Fighters debut album. A couple of words here. Big Me.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a good one. You didn't give me time to cue it, but...
Oh, sorry, buddy.
You could keep talking a little
bit. So, Foo Fighters is a band, and they're like, hey, here we go.
Well, I talked about it, carries on, reasons only new. When I talk about it, Aries, oh, reasons only new. Get me to talk about it, I could stand.
Essentially a Dave Grohl solo album, the first, Foo Fighters,
one.
Yeah. But that's a fun song.
That song is the Fresh Maker.
Yeah.
Now, that's one of the few drummers that I do find has a good sense of humor, Dave Grohl.
Yeah. Very much.
Yeah. Did you see, are either of you friends with Jen Kirkman on Facebook?
No, but he guest hosted Chelsea Lately.
They did a bit where he set his drum kit up next to Jen's desk, and like she was trapped in, she was like trapped in her desk, and he's just like wailing.
Oh, I love
she
to
was
see
like
that.
The picture that she had on Facebook was so funny. She's like, like clutching her laptop and like
she's
cowering.
I have a feeling that's what she would be doing whether he was drumming next to her or not. Because I think Jen is heading off the rails.
On a crazy train.
With those crazy tweets of hers. I responded to one of her tweets last week with, why are you yelling at me?
Why? Just because she's standing up for women?
No.
No, it's not about that. There's a lot going on. There's a lot you were referring
to. It's on the verge of a Brody Stevens happening.
Oh, no.
Jen, yeah.
I thought she's kind of mellowed out a little
bit. In my opinion.
It's all entertainment, crazy. Guys.
That's all entertainment.
Man.
Gary, you're up.
I'm starting to get to that point of the show where I got to start making some hard choices.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
Heading towards the bus.
I'm looking at the time. Yeah, I'm going to make some hard choices.
How many songs would you like to play?
Well, I have four more, but I'll cut it down to two.
Okay, I'll try and do like two or three. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's do this. If you only know the Bee Gees from like the disco era and the Saturday Night Fever and stuff like that, they had a whole life, whole career before that, which was a little more twee and folky and stuff like that. And this is a good example of that. This is a song called Jumbo. It's a good size. The Bee Gees.
Jumbo said to say goodnight, see you in the morning. Please don't lose your appetite, he knows who is your name. Tomorrow you can climb a mountain, sail a sailboat.
Pretty psychedelic, eh?
I wish I could put my finger on what influenced that sound.
Yeah, it's
right out of the Beatles playbook. God damn.
Yeah, you're not jive talking.
I am gonna skip Marshall Crenshaw, Little Wild One, number 5. It's a great tune. Yeah. I'm also gonna skip Skid Row's Big Guns.
Oh no!
With such lyrics as "She's got the big guns pointed at my heart, bang bang, shoot 'em like a firing squad." And I think big guns are tits. So
thanks for demystifying that track.
So we're gonna jump to a song, and this goes right into what Matt was talking about with kids' music movies. A kids' movie that I love, that I feel just went under the radar, but is still an amazing movie. It's called Meet the Robinsons.
I love it.
And it's about, you know, it's got all these things about, you know, adoption and doing what you want to do and being accepted and all these great themes.
This was like the futuristic Swiss Family Robinson. Was that the idea?
No, not at all. No. Not at all.
What was it?
It's, how do you explain it?
There's a time traveling kid who kind of meets his...
He meets his dad as a grown up.
Yeah.
And Tom Selleck does the voice of his dad. It's really, really great. And I highly recommend it. And there was a song on the soundtrack by Rob Thomas. It's called Little Wonders. And we're going to cue this up to 137. And I can't recommend this movie enough.
If it's me you need to turn to, we'll get by. It's the heart that really matters in the end. Our lives are made.
That's not bad.
Yeah, and it's I'm gonna cry right now.
Is that over like closing credits?
It's over closing credits.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
And there's a cool video on the DVD too where he's actually integrated into the animation. Like if, for example, if this would have been a Pixar movie, it would have been a blockbuster.
It's that quality. Yeah. It's so good.
It really is.
Hmm. All right, I gotta check it out.
You know what? I think I have time for two more.
Okay. You play one, I'll play my last one, then we'll go back to you and you can close it out.
Neil, speaking of psychedelic things like that, Bee Gees, Neil Young had two albums with Crazy Horse this year.
Yeah.
This is from Psychedelic Pill. This song on the album version is 16 minutes long, but I'm only going to play
That's a big song.
Yeah, that's a big song. I'm only going to play about half of that. No, but then luckily they put out like an official video version, which is 4 minutes. It's much more digestible. If you could cue this up to about 30-ish seconds. It's Neil Young and Crazy Horse from Psychedelic Pill. It's called Walk Like a Giant.
Oh,
giant size. A lot of whistling on this. It was a big chorus. That's kind of awesome, huh?
I like that a lot.
Yeah, that's really classic Neil sound.
That's really great.
Not too shabby.
And the album, the original version is 16 minutes.
Yeah.
So if I want to go to iTunes and buy that, I can't because it's 16 minutes long.
And it's not even the longest song in the album. Like it starts off with like a 20-minute song. Yeah. So there's a lot of editing that could be done. But,
wow.
But yeah, that's
yeah. Cool. They need an edited version.
Yeah, but that's thank you for that YouTube to MP3. Program.
There, yes.
That's awesome.
I'm going to be utilizing that in our next show.
Excellent.
But I'm going to jump, which is pretty recent for me, 2006. This is from Tom Petty's third solo album. His first solo album, Full Moon Fever, produced by Jeff Lynne.
Right.
Second one, Wildflower, produced by Rick Rubin. This one's Highway Companion. He goes back to working with Jeff Lynne. And this song is called Big Weekend.
Left a tip for the maid, and I packed up my guitar, dropped my key on the counter, rented a
car, gonna hook up with them later and go hit the bar. I need a big weekend. Kick up the dust. Yeah, big weekend. If you don't run, you rust.
I like it. Never heard it.
Yeah, it's good. Think this album got lost in the shuffle too. This is a great Tom Petty album, start to finish.
Is that the last DJ album or no?
That was a Heartbreakers album. Uh-huh. Between that and the new Heartbreakers album, I think his non Heartbreaker albums have been better. The Mudcrutch album and then this Highway Companion are just fantastic.
They better bring it, Heartbreakers.
They better. Let's
You're
go.
You're breaking my heart. So what's it called again? Tell us the name of the album.
Highway Companion.
Highway Companion.
And that was called Big Weekend.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, before I play my last one and then Matt will play us out, if you have any suggestions for show ideas like Amanda Zimmerman.
Yeah, thank you, Amanda.
Call us up at 330-81-ROCK. And
rocks.
Rocks. 81 rocks. Put on the extra S for no savings. And also tell us about your favorite songs of 2012, and we'll hear you on the future episode.
And when you leave a message, pull your stopwatch out and keep it to 30 seconds, jerks.
That helps. It does. I'm not going to lie.
Write it out. If you've seen Big Fan with Patton Oswalt,
yes.
Write it out ahead of time.
Right.
Get your game tight and bring it. You know, I want to see some, you know, have a take, as our friend Jim Rome likes
exactly.
to say.
Totally. This is the first song I thought of that when this topic came up. It's the Pixies' Gigantic. Listen to this. Kim Deal at her finest.
Trying to tune up this bass here, Gary. Then we'll play your song.
Yeah, this song didn't exactly kick it off strong.
Sorry.
A lot of noodling.
I'm still trying to tune this bass.
Sorry about that.
And this I know, his teeth as white as snow.
Probably gotta cue this up a little further.
I'm thinking that too.
Is this a demo version of the song?
No, that's how it goes. Into a shady place. With a lip, she said, then it kicks in here.
Pat's penis. Pat's penis. Oh, I'm sorry. Just singing along with the original lyrics.
That's outrageous.
What are you going to play out with? Matt, thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Pat. This was a great show. Thank
this
you
was
for
a good
listening.
One.
Thank you both. You know, I realized I didn't say anything about Best Coast opening for No Doubt.
I was going to ask you. Yeah, if there was an opening.
Fun. Right? Fantastic. You know what?
They're
I
wonderful.
Expected it to be like the album, very soft and quiet, but they basically sound like, you know, like a grunge band.
No kidding. Oh, man.
Like they're a loud and electric. And so everything is just like, meh. Like I actually said to Elise, like, who's this grunge band that beat up Best Coast and stole their instruments? Anyway, they were great, and thank you for indulging my rantings of a guy who hasn't been to a concert in way too long. So this is a song that I think, as most people did, I discovered this first as a sample in a Janet Jackson song, and it's Joni Mitchell, Big Yellow Taxi.
There you go.
On Rock Solid.
Bye-bye.
Put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. Charge the people a dollar.